Exercise 1, page 86.
Moscow's ice sculptures. After paying your entrance fee at most museums, you might then need to pay a visit to the cloakroom to hang up your coat. However, at the Ice Sculpture Museum in Sokolniki Park, Moscow, you visit the cloakroom to put on warm winter wear and even some snug boots if you want to. That's because this museum is kept at a constant minus 10 degrees Celsius all year round to prevent an astonishing display of ice sculptures from melting away right before your eyes. Sokolniki Park has attractions to suit every taste, including an amusement park, an outdoor skating rink, and an expo center. And now it has the world's only permanent ice sculpture museum too. Covering 500 square meters, this indoor exhibition has giant ice insects and frozen aliens, and a living room to chill out in, with a vase of flowers that will never die, but may one day melt. There's also an ice dinosaur fossil and a giant ice age mammoth, and visitors can even get a drink in an ice glass. In the evening, the sculptures are lit up with multicolored lights to create an incredible winter wonderland. The idea for the museum came from a group of prize-winning international sculptors who have worked with snow, ice, and sand. The Russian sculptors came from Moscow and St. Petersburg, but also from Arkhangelsk, where a lot of the ice originated from. All in all, 800 tons of ice and 200 tons of snow were used to make the sculptures, which will be replaced twice a year. In 2012, a whole city made of ice and snow was built in Sokolniki Park, a tradition that goes back to the time of Peter the Great, when snow cities and ice slopes were often built during feasts and winter holidays. For 3 months, Moroz City, Frost City, covered 2,500 square meters and included everything you'd find in a normal city, including an ice hotel, fitness center and cinema, and an ice souvenir shop, complete with ice souvenirs. There was even an orchestra of ice instruments that visitors could actually have a go at playing, and a cool disco with a slippery dance floor. Over 100 architects, artists, sculptors, and volunteers cooperated to build this amazing winter wonderland. They faced a real challenge at times as they battled against rain and higher-than-average temperatures. The Ice Sculpture Museum is open all year round and is well worth a visit, despite the long queues to get in. Don't forget to sign up for an ice sculpting class. This is the only museum in Russia that will let you loose with an electric saw and a chisel to create your own icy masterpiece.